I'll carry you home. I'll see you home.
Well, is carry used as much as...
Carry is used quite a bit, and take, either both are used.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, to get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it and you
pull.
And if your car is stuck in the mud, you get behind
and push.
And if someone carries something very heavy a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you say, I had to, like carry, but maybe more
had to
tiny way.
Tote.
Tote. Mm-hmm. What else?
Lagged it up the hill, or toted it up the hill.
Is tote used from
tote is
the older word?
Well, it's an older word.
That you think more like maybe the colored people?
The colored people would probably use that more.
Now still?
Yeah.
Or used to? Why used to? Your grandfather?
Yeah, probably they did.
Yeah, he was telling somebody to bring a bag in to the store about a second.
And tote that bag in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you have little glass things or something that you love very much, say this bowl right mm-hmm. here in their children's house, and you want to say, don't
touch that.
Okay. And if you need a hammer, you might say to me, it's out there on the table, go.
Bring me the hammer.
And in children's games, what is the tree that where they put their hands in their safe called? That's, you know, if they're hide and go seek, they run to a certain tree or a post, that's...
There's the it's been so long since I played hide and seek till then I go to
what about in a football game, that thing at the end that they
the goal post.
Okay.
The goal.
Okay. What about home? Does that sound more like
yes, that could
run
be home, run home.
Run
home. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other ways of saying hide and seek that you remember?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe it is.
Okay.
I just don't
you ever
know.
Heard of Hoopy High?
Mm. Never heard of that.
Never did either.
That's
somebody has somewhere. Okay. If you throw a ball and you ask somebody to
catch it,
you say, I threw the ball and he
caught.
And I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't.
No luck.
Oh, what?
No luck.
No luck. I didn't.
Catch.
And I haven't?
Caught.
Okay. And you say, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll...
Wait.
You. What would you put in the drink?
Wait for you.
All right. And if somebody has made a mistake and he wants you to let him try to do it again, you might say, just give me
a chance.
What?
Another chance.
And if someone is in a very good mood, you say, he's in a very good...
Mood.
Or
a very good...
Okay.
H-U-M-O-R,
would you ever say that?
Yuma today,
okay. Uh-huh. And if you've hired someone who does nothing but loaf, you've decided to discharge him, you say, I think I'm going to...
Fire you.
To get...
Let you go.
Or talking about, I think I'm not going to keep you, I'm going to get...
Rid.
Did you use that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. He didn't know what was going on, but he tried to... To imply that
like
he... You might say, well, he... He acted as if he
knew
it
what was
going on.
Okay.
And if you left two pencils at school on your desk and you came back, they were gone, you might say, Who
took my pencils?
All right. And if you want them, it took means maybe they just borrowed them.
Borrowed.
If you want to imply they took them and meant to keep them, you might say, Who
stole my pencils?
All right. And if you say, I'd forgotten about that, but now I...
Remember.
Okay. And what about... Well, he has a better memory than I do because I don't...
Remember.
Have you ever heard disremember?
No. I never heard of disremember.
Okay. And you have...
I've heard the word forgotten.
Just forgotten, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about if your sister who does not live here and you haven't phoned her but you decide to sit down and say, I believe I will...
Phone.